Views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Bob Dio, my engineer and producer on the other side of the glass. Together, we welcome you, Buckmaster, for a Tuesday, May 7th, 2019. What a bloodbath going on Wall Street. My goodness, the market's down 600 points and falling. Shelley Fishman will be coming up in about 10 minutes. He's wrapping up his European vacation. We'll get his take on it, but it's all about trade wars, folks. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for trusted local news and talk, worldwide live listening. Other words, you have a computer, you're anywhere in the world, you can hear this program at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Podcasts available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Live line number 790-2040. Let's go now to the nation's capital. Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. We're so delighted to have Terry, along with two dozen other regular contributors to this program. These are people that are at the top of their field. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. Terry went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner of the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents a couple of very important Tucson clients, City of Tucson and Pima Community College. Terry, how are you?
Well, Bill, I'm not worried about the trade war. I'm worried about the Nats. We're losing games right and left.
Yeah. The Washington.
I assume the world's trade wars will work out, but yeah. The Nationals are playing with minor league players. Everybody's injured. We're seven games below 500, and my summer is going to be painful.
Meanwhile, the Chicago Cubs still packing them in. You know, the National League and really the whole major leagues have been suffering attendance drops across the board, but not at Wrigley, where the Cubs are in a dogfight, Terry. They're doing all right.
Well, yeah, and I think, Bill, they are. They're a great team, and I think the Diamondbacks are good, too. But I tell you, one reason for that attendance drop-off, I think, is everybody's swinging for the fences. And here you got players like Bryce Harper, who's got a $300 million contract, and he's hitting .230.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, people don't want to see that. They want to see baseball.
You bet.
Anyway,
let's talk some politics. You've been involved with presidential campaigns. How have they changed, Terry, since your experience with them?
Well, Bill, as you know, I was involved in the campaigns of Mo Udall and Jimmy Carter and Gary Hart and Bill Clinton. And the entrance in our era was limited in number. People had real achievements and saw a realistic way to win the race, even if it was a long shot, you know. But remember, that was in an era of what I call the old media.
Yeah.
Three or four networks, two or three really important newspapers, 10 or 12 really important reporters who kind of edited the race and made it easier for us to fix our strategies. And of course, Bill, we didn't have any real foreign influence either. So that's another new factor.
Well, it's so true. And these days, Terry Bracey, just about anybody can jump in and you wonder about some of their motives. Maybe some of it's just to kind of get on a larger stage. And after all, Terry, it's free publicity. So, you know, they want to perform on that stage.
Well, you know, sadly, Bill, I have to believe that some of that is true because we've become a society where celebrity turns into money and even sometimes power. And as you know, on cable TV, glibness is the is the talent.
Yep.
You know, whether what you move your mouth, whether what you say makes any sense or not.
Yeah.
And I think another reason for so many candidates is that the Senate is in complete disarray. Its principal powers of filibuster and delay, which are at the heart of the power of the Senate, have been pawned away by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans to get their conservative justices through. So the exodus from the Senate, I think, is a big story.
I think all of this confusion, Terry, is going to play into President Trump's hands. What do you think?
It certainly does, in my opinion. And yet, I do think the president could still be tripped up by his behavior. I don't think all this is over. After all, his top lawyer and his campaign manager are both in jail, even after cooperating with prosecutors. And here, some 400 prosecutors of both parties have said that he should be indicted. A lot of the people around him have more information that could be big trouble, and the New York prosecutors are hot on his trail. So I think that is far from over.
Terry, what do you think about President Trump? Do you still see him, or do you see him as a favorite for a re-election?
Well, yeah, incumbents are tough to beat, Bill. Somehow, and with Trump, somehow, even as the layoffs continue in the industrial Midwest, he's been able to claim the loyalty of those voters so far. I think the Democrats are going to have to come up with a real program that helps these people make new lives. As it is, Bill, thousands of factory workers are still being laid off. And even as this economy enjoys its historic expansion, and this is what I've come to call the American Army of the Undead, if you watch the Game of Thrones, and they're angry. They're loyal workers for big companies like GM. Suddenly, without notice, plants are closed or unlocated, as GM now says. And thousands are left without help or hope in declining cities. And this is a huge problem. We have to do something about it.
And there's that huge disparity in wealth. Certainly, that's maturing as an issue. Do you think that that's going to impact the election?
Well, it's hard to break that down in political terms. Maybe Shelley can. But the populist sentiments are growing. There's no doubt about that. And so far, they've helped Trump. American populism has always sort of liked that idea of American first, at least the rhetoric. And it's rebelled at times against immigration, even though we're all immigrants. Somehow the president's been able to skirt the fact that his golf courses and hotel properties have always been staffed by undocumented workers. So far, that is.
Huh.
I don't know, but maybe somebody in this crowded field of Democratic candidates is going to step up and take him on. Or for that matter, you know, bring up the subject that fully one half of all Americans, the lower 50% of America, has no net worth, while the top 10% have 70% of all our household wealth.
Well,
I mean, that's a big, big issue.
It certainly is, and we'll be following this very closely with you. The other issue, is there any hope of a big infrastructure bill, Terry Bracey?
Well, I've been accused of being too much of an optimist, but, you know, Trump is a builder, and he had a good meeting with the Democratic leaders, and they talked seriously about a $2 trillion program. Well, the Republicans in Congress had a heart attack, and I don't think anything of that size will go through, but I think there's a fair chance that a scaled-down bill will go through. Let's hope for it. It's really badly needed when you look at our roads and airports and everything else.
Terry, before we let you go, how's Biden's campaign shaping up? How has the start looked to you, and what's your take on that?
Well, I think his early moves have been very, very shrewd. He's a very good, you know, Bill Bradley once told me when they were in the Senate together and very close friends that he thought that Joe Biden was the best politician in the Senate. That he really knows how to do this. And he had, you know, Joe Biden has suffered through a lot of things in his life, not just the death of his oldest son, but the death of his wife and his whole first family was killed in a car accident.
Mm.
And then he had brain operations, and he has really been through it. And I think he really has a touch for the common man. I think Biden, I just wish he weren't my age, but I think Biden is a very serious candidate.
All right, Terry Bracey, always a pleasure. Thank you. And we'll see if we can get a recovery from the Washington Nationals so you can at least try to enjoy your summer.
pray for us.
I will.
All right.
Thanks, Terry Bracey, with us from Washington, D.C. Now I want to tell you about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's now serving a hot breakfast. Hearing all sorts of good things about the hot breakfast, and that's great. I've tried it now on three different occasions. Had a great breakfast each time. There is something about those hash browns. They are different, and they taste like nothing you've had before. They're that good. So check it out, Mona's Danish Bakery. I like the eggs, the hash browns. Then I go over to the bakery case, try to get one of those chocolate croissants or maybe almond croissant. Really good stuff. Open now for lunch. If you want to do lunch, the hot turkey sandwich is so good on that rustic bread. Mona's DanishBakery.com, home of the Danish Kringle. There's also a link to Mona's and all of the great Buckmaster Show sponsors at BuckmasterShow.com. Shelley Fishman in Europe, wrapping up his wonderful European trip. We'll get his take on the very bad day on Wall Street right after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Every day, your safety and freedom is protected by the service and sacrifice of our first responders and military. Please join us in this community effort to build the Southern Arizona Veterans and First Responders Living Memorial, a place to celebrate those who have paid the price for our freedom and those who continue to defend it today. Help create a space where these memories, past, present, and future, will live forever. Learn more and donate by visiting vfrm.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And I'm going to consult right now with Shelley Fishman, who's wrapping up a wonderful trip over in Europe. He's been to Amsterdam, Bruges, Hamburg, Copenhagen, Stockholm, Oslo. It's like if
there's a pattern here, Bill.
If it's Tuesday, it must be where? Where are you?
Well, today I'm in Bergen. We had one of the most magnificent train rides I've ever taken between Oslo and Bergen. Mm-hmm. And the sights of the mountains and the fjords and the plateau that seems like it's on the top of the world. One of the things you want to do when you're in Bergen is go on a fjord kind of cruise. Well, you know, we got here and I said, I think we've already had our fjord cruise. That's how good that train ride is. It's some of the most beautiful country you can imagine.
I hear that is just a wonderful train trip. They call it Norway in a nutshell, actually, because you do see the country. You get the whole thing in about, I don't know, 8 or 9 hours, something like that.
That was six.
Okay.
But it was just filled with these tremendous sights, and we were lucky enough to have mostly sun, some clouds, and at one point over the fjord, there was a rain squall. And, it looked like something out of a Broadway set. You know, if somebody said, you know, this is what it looks like, you say, nah, that can't be real. Whoever painted that has an overly imaginative, imagination.
That's one beautiful image. Another image that's not so beautiful is what's going on the street today.
Thank you for reminding me of that. Bill, I thought this was going to happen yesterday, and it started to, but then we pulled back off the lows and only wound up yesterday with some moderate losses. Today we're down over 500 points where, we popped back a little bit off the lows of the day, but clearly the market is concerned about what's going on with trade, what's going on with tariffs, and most importantly, why can't we seem to wrap up some of these so-called deals that the president is so-called good at so-called making. I'm going to follow up a little bit with what Terry was talking about. We don't have any deals. We've got some tentative deals. And the president believes that the way to make things better is to push people against the wall. That might work in a schoolyard, and it might even work in the real estate business. But I think the market is expressing serious doubts about whether it works in international negotiations.
Do you think, Shelley Fishman, this will start and renew the talk that we are on our way now to a recession? And some economists, usually they're the same alarmists, are saying that we're already in the bear market. What do you think, Shelley?
Well, I don't think we're in a bear market by any means. I think that the market is cautious, but until today, we were up almost 20% fully loaded. That includes dividends year to date in the S&P 500. That hasn't happened since 1986 or 87. So the market performance year to date has been somewhat volatile, but in no way disappointing. What's also, what we see every month now is relatively good reports on unemployment, relatively good reports on GDP growth, and these macro statistics seem to indicate strength in the economy. The problem occurs when you start digging into the numbers a little bit, and you find out that for a lot of that growth that's happening, the GDP growth, it's happening in ways that are not affecting the middle class. The middle class is pretty much stagnating. In fact, the wage growth, which looked pretty good in the report last Friday, about 3.6% on a year-over-year basis, which is about a point and a half higher than inflation, it turns out most of that wage growth occurs at the very, very low end and can be explained by upward movement in minimum wage legislation, and that's been enacted and now beginning to kick in various states. And in the upper middle class region of healthcare and highly skilled workers, where the almost full employment statistics have resulted in companies having to pay more to get some of those skilled employees. We have 7 million jobs that we can't fill because we don't have employees with the skills to do it. And so what we're seeing is that large swath of the middle class is stagnating and has been stagnating for a long time. And Terry was alluding to this before. Unless we fix that problem, what's going to happen is that industry will find a way to robotize the jobs that they would ordinarily fill with people. And once they do that, and they've invested in the capital investment, the plant, the robots, if you will, the ATMs or the equivalents of ATMs in Mickey D's and fast food organizations, that kind of thing. Once we start getting away from people more and more, and once we turn those jobs over to artificial intelligence or the kinds of mechanized solutions that do not require people, those jobs will not come back. And so it's really important that we have some way of, number one, training people who need to be trained, and number two, addressing the issue of how we can incent industry to do a better job on their own of bringing people up through the training that they need.
Shelley, I think your favorite city would be what? Somewhere in Norway, I assume.
Oh, you don't want to talk about that hard stuff, huh?
Yeah, let's talk about the trip. Let's talk about the trip.
Okay.
I'm in a vacation mode here almost, so I'd rather talk about your favorite city.
Bill, of all of these capitals, and in the case of Hamburg and one or two others, second cities and countries, Oslo strikes me as the one that has the right combination of growth, energy, a great way of mixing the old and the new. It is the fastest growing capital in Europe. It's just outright gorgeous. They've built, I mean, the things that they're building are just astonishing. They've completed about 10 years ago an opera house, a new opera house, that looks like a glacier coming down to the sea.
Wow.
It's surrounded by a new museum dedicated to the artist Munch, and then on the other side, a brand new national library. They're building a new national museum. The construction, you know, we joke when I was in China that the national bird of China is the crane. In Oslo, it's a close second. There are cranes all over the place. There, the streets, I mean, it's annoying you when you try to follow a street map and you can't because the streets are all torn up, but they're torn up for a reason. They're torn up because they're putting in infrastructure. They're putting in new railways and the things that are required by a growing economy. And they're finding a way to do it, even though, you know, Norway is one of the more highly taxed countries. It's also one of the happiest countries, you know, given the statistics we've seen. So they seem to be getting it right. Now, a lot of it is built on oil money. I mean, there's no doubt about the fact that the North Sea oil production that is owned to a very great extent by the Norwegian government is contributing to that. But they seem not afraid to take the steps they need to do to build not only for the next quarter and the next year, but for the next decade and the next 50 years. And that's fun to watch and experience while you're there.
All right, Shelley, I'll be taking off on Friday. I'll be gone for a couple of weeks. You'll be kind enough to host two Tuesdays for me. What do you have next Tuesday, a week from today?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm excited about this show. This is now, I think, the fourth or fifth show that we're doing with James Real, who's the program manager program director at KUAT-FM, the classical music station. And we're going to devote the entire hour to what we call crossovers. It's going to be devoted to examples of pop artists, popular artists who work in the classical music area for one reason or another, and classical musicians who cross over into the pop side. And we're going to play a bunch of recordings and excerpts of people who do that. And with James Real, you always have surprises in store because he just knows so much about this stuff.
Oh, he just knows so much. I'm just so honored to have James as part of that great show that you'll be doing. Shelley, have a safe trip home, and all the best to you. Thank you very much, Shelley.
And bon voyage to you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Support for the Buckmaster Show comes from Zocalo. What an extraordinary collection of Talavera pottery. There you go. Antiques, fine art, handmade furniture, lighting, home accessories, and gifts, plus 13 acres of amazing plants, trees, annuals, and more at Green Things. Green Things, 3384 East River Road, open daily. Check out greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. What a great combination. All the plants you need and the great material for your home from Zocalo. Be right back with Dr. Ray Woosley with our Your Meds segment, 790-2040, if you'd like to join in. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Welcome back. Buckmaster, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a three-hour drive from Tucson. What a pretty area of the Southwest. Just like Tucson, I think it's one of the most beautiful springs we have had here in my 30 plus years in town. They're having a beautiful spring over in Southwest New Mexico and Silver City. So it'd be a great road trip. Check out southwestnewmexico.org. There you'll find the listing, great places to stay, and all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City, historic Silver City, and Grant County, New Mexico. With me in studio for our Your Meds, our monthly Your Meds segment, Dr. Ray Woosley, the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean, the founder emeritus of the Critical Path Group, known as CPath. Dr. Woosley's latest creation is CredibleMeds.org, and this is a service. First of all, good to see you, Dr. Woosley.
Good to be here, Bill.
This is a service really for professionals and consumers, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And researchers.
And researchers. And it's so easy to use. Type in the medication, and you're going to find out about interactions, everything you need to know, really, about that medicine you're taking.
We focus on the drug safety. We have additional information mm-hmm. on there about how to use your blood thinner. How do you, the main thing we focus on is what do you do to protect yourself as you're being treated in medical practice today? What questions should you ask your doctor and your pharmacist, and how do you get them to work together? Because the system's usually the problem. It's usually not the patient or even the illness. It's the system that we've got to deal with.
You know, I mentioned this is one of the, in 31 years here, I've never seen just about every Palo Verde on the block in bloom. I don't think there's a Palo Verde that's not blooming. You know, in years past, you'd kind of be hit and miss. This is a gorgeous spring. And with it, though, comes people are really suffering, Dr. Woosley, from allergies.
Oh, and I'm amongst them. Walking into the studio, I got a big inhalation of a bunch of pollen and had to sneeze for a few minutes.
And it's causing headaches, watery eyes, just kind of like almost flu-like symptoms.
It is. And everybody's different. And some people, you know, if you have asthma, it often will make your asthma much worse. But most of us just have itchy eyes and runny noses and sneezing. And, you know it's springtime when you hear people in Arizona sneezing. But there are treatments out there, but most of them are really not that effective because the pollen, especially now, the dose of pollen is just so great and it's changing. And we have people here from all over the country and we have plants from all over the country now.
I have found just keeping your eyes lubricated with just some, say, the sterile eye drops that you buy at mm-hmm. any of the pharmacies, that does help.
It helps a lot. Yeah. And keep your eyes moist. And also now, and this would require a prescription, but there are antihistamine eye drops, which are really effective. These are antihistamines that have very little systemic effect, but locally in your eye will really help the itching. And of course, I think the biggest thing I always do is caution. There are medicines that are out there that can help, but there are also medicines. Some of those medicines can make you sleepy and drive off the road.
They interact with blood pressure medicine, some of them.
Exactly. Yep. And some of them actually have chemicals in there to open up your sinuses that will elevate your blood pressure. Or one we forget about for us old codgers, that can interfere with your prostate.
And really?
Cause urinary retention.
So
there are good sides, good effects of these medicines, but you have to be aware of the downside.
Dr. Ray Woosley with us on 1030 The Voice. It's our Your Meds segment. 1030 is the trusted local news and talk. I want to touch on a couple of the dangers that people are finding in health food stores. There's a CDC warning on one of these items. What is the correct pronunciation of this? It's K-R-A-T-O-M.
I think it's kratom.
Kratom?
Right.
What is it?
It's a chemical that it's powdered plant, a plant from Asia that's been used for millennia in Asia, but now it's the latest fad and one of the latest fads in this country. You know, a few years ago, a law was passed that said the FDA can't regulate anything that you label a dietary supplement. So they put that label on these products and they sell them driving here. There are people on the street hawking these chemicals. There are tea shops selling kratom and other products, like CBD. So I think the public needs to know that these are not regulated. There's no evidence, or very little evidence, that either any of these dietary supplements do anything that's good. The real thing I see every day almost is another alert from the Food and Drug Administration saying that because nobody's inspecting the plants, these products have contaminants, there are deaths due to salmonella from them. There are liver injury because of contaminated ingredients in
these. Have there been deaths reported?
There have been many deaths. Last month, the CDC announced 91 deaths with Kratom. So it's like a 50-fold increase in the number of visits to poison control centers due to this chemical alone.
And it supposedly is a, quote, natural, unquote, remedy for pain, anxiety, depression, even attention deficit disorder.
Right. And it's supposed to wake you up in the morning and put you to sleep at night.
Now, have a cup of coffee.
Well, but how could something wake you up in the morning and also put you to sleep at night?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. And when products like this have been tested, they usually do nothing good. And I would say buyer beware.
It originated from Thailand, is that right?
Right. But
not banned, though, here in Arizona.
Not in Arizona, but it's actually banned in Thailand and seven other states.
Oh, my God.
Why would Arizona not want to join that group and ban this compound? And the reason is, you know, the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, tried to ban it 15 years ago, and the lobbyists came out of the woodwork and got them to back off. So now it's still on the market, being sold, and with claims that it can do everything in the world but cook your breakfast for you.
You mentioned CBD. This is kind of the other craze. Some might say crazy craze.
Yes, it's a fad and a crazy craze that, as I said, driving here, there was one of those guys on the corner spinning the billboard with CBD on it for cannabidiol.
Whoa.
Not easy to say. It's actually a chemical. It is a chemical that is found in marijuana, but it's not THC. So it doesn't make you high. And we're not sure it does anything good. But again, this is one of those. It's also found in hemp. And it was recently legalized so that it's labeled a dietary supplement. They're putting it into creams and tinctures and oils and gummy bears, capsules, teas, and it's everywhere now. So it's a huge fad. The truth is, it's addictive. And if you start on it, and if you're addicted to opiates, you can actually reduce your opiate requirement with this chemical because it's an addictive drug.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. You're just swapping one addiction for the other. It doesn't treat the addiction, and it has been reported with deaths and liver injury, for example. So CBD, Kratom, anything that you see that is claiming things that are too good to be true, they probably are.
Why does the FDA allow these things? Why is there no regulation on this?
The vitamin manufacturers about 20 years ago went to Congress and got, in their districts, got laws passed that says the FDA can't regulate these products. The FDA actually has to go out and prove that they're harming somebody, and it's an immediate harm to take them off the market.
All right, Dr. Woosley, where can people find out about crediblemeds.org?
Just start typing Credible Meds, and it'll come up in a Google search. So it's easy to find. And I think the bottom line, getting back to these products, what we try to do is at the Credible Meds website is be an independent source of information and be an expert source when possible. And we've got 40 of the greatest consultants in the world on our advisory panel. So we believe that's the right way to do it. You wouldn't ask. I mean, I think anytime you're getting ready to put a foreign chemical in your body, you want expert advice. I mean, you wouldn't ask your auto mechanic to help you fill out your taxes. So don't go to a health food store and ask them how to cure your diabetes.
There you go. Dr. Ray Woosley, former dean of the University of Arizona College of Medicine, founder emeritus of CPATH, and now his latest venture is crediblemeds.org. Thank you, Dr. Woosley.
Thank you, Bill, and happy vacation coming up.
Yeah, coming up on Friday. My favorite bakery, Dr. Woosley, is Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, and now chief owner, Chief Baker and owner Steve has got his really doing that hot breakfast up there. We're hearing all sorts of good things. And I'm not only hearing about it, I've had breakfast up there now three times since they opened up the hot grill for the breakfast. So check it out. They're open right now for lunch. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. There's also a link to Mona's at the buckmastershow.com website. We'll be right back with our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report right after this. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Time for the Buckmaster Show Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. There's still some great seats available for tomorrow night's performance of Live from Laurel Canyon, Songs and Stories of American Folk Rock, including the songs and stories of very influential artists like the Mamas and Papas, the Byrds, Crosby, Stills and Nash, James Taylor, Linda Ronstadt, the Eagles, and many more who lived and collaborated in Laurel Canyon in the L.A. area between 1965 and 75. That's the tomorrow night show at the Fox. Saturday, May 11th, 3 in the afternoon, is the family-friendly event Magic Box at the Fox, the best of stories that soar. Sunday, from Japan, the amazing Shadara. And then the Fox on May 14th welcomes Tedeschi Trucks Band at the TCC Music Hall. So lots coming up at the Fox. For more information, to purchase tickets, go to foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer. Margaret first started writing at the Weekly back in 1990. She's the author of two prize-winning books on immigration, Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. That's her latest book. And then The Death of Jocelyn, Immigrant Stories, Immigration Stories from the Arizona-Mexico Borderlands. Both those books still available. They are highly regarded, and it's always a pleasure to welcome Margaret to the show. Hey, Margaret.
Hi, Bill. How's it going?
Going very well. And speaking of the border, what's this about our border town? Is that kind of like a play on the very famous play Our Town?
Oh, well, the name certainly is a rip, you know, riff on that. Yeah, Our Town. And I think Tucson High actually performed that Our Town a couple years ago. This is an amazing thing, Bill. I don't usually go to high school productions or review high school productions, but Tucson High is doing something so unusual. Luckily, the play, it's called Our Border Town. It's running for 3 weeks, so this coming weekend is the last weekend. People still have a chance to see it, and I just saw it the past weekend. So this is a story that is a brand new original play. Now, how often does that happen in high school? By Amy Almquist, who's a local actress. She's in a lot of productions. She happens to be married to one of the two drama teachers at Tucson High, and the three of them wanted to have a play about the border that would take the points of view of everyone, you know, from conservatives to liberals, from migrants to border patrol, the whole big, you know, kaleidoscope of people engaged in what's happening on our border. So Amy Almquist, the playwright, she interviewed people on all sides of the issue, and she made what's called a verbatim drama because she uses that actual language of those people. And you may remember years ago, you know, the murder of Matthew Shepard, the young man in Laramie.
Yeah.
That was kind of the first play of this kind that we'd heard about. Somebody made a play called Laramie after doing exactly what Amy has just done, interviewing people all over the town of Laramie and crafting that into a play. So that's what Amy did, first-time playwright. She did an excellent job. And the amazing thing about this is the drama teacher told me that they hardly ever get Mexican-American kids coming to audition for shows. He said for whatever reason, it tends to be the white kids coming to be in the plays. And he said this time, the whole school was so excited about the play because it's about the lives of many of them and their families, you know, what's happening on the border to migrants and people coming from Mexico and Central America. So they got 80 kids auditioning, and they were so excited about that they expanded the number of roles. And so there are like 40 kids playing in the stage. And it's a very ambitious play, and it's extremely well done. You know, these different kids portray people like John Fife, you know, the pastor who founded the Sanctuary Movement. And we have a Border Patrol agent who spoke at length to Amy. He's trying to be a decent man and treat people well. And we see him in the play having a conflict with a Border Patrol agent who's not so nice. So, you know, it really takes everything into account. I would just highly recommend it.
That is available. There's, what, one show this Thursday, and then before it all wraps up, two shows on Saturday. And I know you found it very moving and recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so ambitious, just so proud of those kids for their acting. It was really very extraordinary.
One of the areas you do excel at, not that you don't excel at all the arts, but I know you like covering dance, and there is a story appearing in this week's Weekly on May 9th about a show that's going to be at the Ina Giddings Dance Performance Center at the U of A.
Yeah, that's right. Artifact Dance Project, who is one of the few local independent dance troupes still left. We used to have, you know, half a dozen of those at any given time. But Artifact Dance has been around now for, I think it's about 9 years, so they're doing a great job. So this is the final show of their season. And all their stuff is always interesting, you know. There's always a twist. They did a show about Goliath a month ago, Goliath from the Bible, but it was a new interpretation of him with music by a guy who, for some reason, had written a whole album of music about Goliath. So this time, they are collaborating with a drama professor at the U of A, Patrick Baliani. And he's a guy that has had a number of his plays produced in Tucson. Years ago, he wrote a play about his family's migration experience from Italy to the United States. And he often sets his subsequent plays in Italy. You know, that's his former homeland. So this play is set in Venice, and it has live music throughout on the piano. They always try to have live music at Artifact. And we have one actor portraying a young man wandering around Venice who's losing his hearing. And that actor reads the script while Ashley Bowman, one of the Artifact dancers, dances him. So you have two people playing one character, one doing the movement, one doing the language. And then the other founding dancer of Artifact, Claire Hancock, she's playing everybody else. She's playing four or more characters. So it's really an interesting structure, and I'm very curious to see it. You know, it's an actual play, and the language is quite beautiful. It's all these descriptions of Venice and a lot about what it means to become deaf and how that would feel if you were starting to lose your hearing. And I guess the playwright really researched that for quite a while. And so it all comes together into a one-hour show that, you know, is really quite distinctive. So that will be this weekend at Ina Giddings. You may know this is graduation weekend at the U of A.
Yes.
So that's why they're not at Stevie Eller, where they usually are. And they did send out a notice to theatergoers that, you know, Sunday will be fine. The shows are on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday's clear. I looked up all the different convocations. There are a number of them on Saturday. So anybody who goes to it on Saturday, you know, be aware of that. And on their website, they've published a parking map to give you some ideas of where to park and go early.
All right, Margaret, I've only got about a minute, and I know you've got a current weekly story that was published May 2nd. This has to do with stories of resilience overcoming adversity in Arizona history, an art history show, and this is at the Arizona History Museum. What can you tell us bottom line?
This is a very interesting thing. Arizona History Museum, you know, is a traditional historical society set up, but they are trying to look at contemporary history. In other words, you know, significant things of our own time. And this show about resilience has a lot about the terrible shootings in Tucson on January 8th, 2011. And a lot of the artifacts are set up, you know, the things that, remember how everybody, so many notes and paintings and statues, people left them outside UMC, outside the scene of the shooting. One of the most striking in this show is some unknown person made six crosses and planted them across the street from the Safeway where the murders occurred. And those are there. And that part of the show is going to be up indefinitely, a tribute to Tucson, not just about, you know, the horror of what happened, but the idea is that people were resilient and we went through this and we tried to make life better after that. So that's kind of the gist. And of course, the show covers other events as well, but that's one that most readers will have been familiar with.
And where is that quickly, please?
Oh, it's on 2nd Avenue, 2nd Street, right west of the university, right in the whole university complex.
Margaret Regan, always a pleasure. Thank you. We look for your work in the Tucson Weekly. Thank you, Margaret.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bill.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. The crown jewel of downtown is the place to be for world-class live entertainment. Tickets are still available to tomorrow night's concert. This is going to be a terrific show. It's called Live from Laurel Canyon, Songs and Stories of the American Folk Rock. And then this Saturday, May 11th at 3 in the afternoon, if you're looking for some family-friendly entertainment, this is it. It's Magic Box at the Fox, the best of stories that soar. Coming up on Sunday, this Sunday, from Japan, the amazing Shidara performing dynamic feats of movement. And then next week on May 14th, the Fox presents the Grammy-winning Tedeschi Trucks Band at the TCC Music Hall. So check it out. For ticket information and for the full lineup at the Fox, visit foxtucson.com. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of my fine engineer producer, my friend-geneer, he's my friend, he's the engineer, Bob Dio, I'm Bill Buckmaster. The program Around the Table with Jennifer English is coming up next on Buckmaster. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening.